How would you rate your job satisfaction? In today's episode of Frame of Reference, we will be discussing what it is like to be an animator. I'm your host, Jessica Bryant.
And I'm Molly Farrell.
And it's time to get into the podcast. Okay, so for today's episode, Molly sadly is still quarantined at home. So we decided to do an episode that is very much a mirror to episode one. But this episode, we'll be talking about animation. Molly, do you have anything you want to say before we get into this video?
Well, I'm pretty excited because I remember when we took an animation class a few years ago, and plus animation is fun. So I'm excited.
Oh, yeah. And it's funny you bring up the animation class because I remember doing that class. And I also remember thinking just how hard and how time consuming it was just to like rig each of the characters and like animate them just for like a few seconds.
There's just so many tiny details that goes into just a short amount of time of animation. Just like a minute has like so much different. There's a word I'm thinking of and I can't think of it.
A minute has so much like just detail and
it's very time consuming. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yes, I know what you mean. All right. So now I found a job description sort of deal from Reddit user Final X Cushion. And I'm going to read out to you what their typical day as being an animator is like. So Reddit user Final X Cushion said, I would come into work at 10 a.m. and leave around 7 p.m. If I wanted, I could come in at 8 a.m. and leave at 5 p.m., but I'm not an early riser. As long as you put in the hours, my company doesn't care what time you come in. I check my emails for any updates, then open up Maya and get to work. I did game animations, so most things were rather straightforward and didn't require too much planning out. Stuff like transitioning from a standing to a walk animation and running while holding a rifle, etc. Cutscenes would require some more logistical layout, first like consultation for where characters need to start and end in a shot and the general pacing slash mood. Are they holding something? Do they need to use a specific hand because they're left-handed or injured? Should they move slowly, carefully, or aggressively with urgency? Is the door locked and blocking the way, or has it been ripped off its hinges? Generally, I make a rough call for what I think it should look like and have it reviewed by my lead. If there's changes, and there's always changes, I take some mental notes and head back to my desk and make another pass. Due to the sheer amount of animations we need to do in a short amount of time, we don't have the luxury of spending days on a single shot like in major film studios. I have to knock out about 3 to 4 animations a day to make a quota. So as one might expect, things don't look exactly like Pixar. Priority is on functionality and elimination of floaty animation slash pops. I would just like to say for like the next section I kind of talk about, the animation is going to be more focused on movie slash show animation, but I think this is interesting that it's talking about animation that has to do with video games, because I mean, both use animation, but it's kind of different for two different things. All right, and continuing on with the story. Somewhere between 12 p.m. to 2 p.m., I break for lunch. I get to freely decide whenever I want to take a break and spend an hour hitting the gym nearby. I come back to my desk and eat the lunch I bought slash made while getting back to work. At any time, I could get up and take a stroll outside without having to consult or tell anybody. Or I could start a Nerf gun war slash browse Reddit. So long as the work gets dumped by the deadline, the bosses don't mind. Generally, any time I waste, I make back up by staying late. It's not uncommon for me to be the last one and locking up the place. During crunch time, people who still have work sometimes stay until 12 a.m. or end up working over the weekend. I make sure to finish all my stuff early so that I don't have to. And that's kind of the job description for an animator for a video game company.
Are you reading another Reddit story thing?
No, I'm not going to be reading another Reddit story. I just have a mini quiz section next for you again, Molly.
Good.
But let's kind of talk a little bit about this Reddit story first. So what is your kind of impression on more like the video game aspect of animation versus the movie / show animation, which we actually worked with when we did our animation class.
Well, you know, I remember we kind of didn't, we made a little game thing in the animation class, but I know the job making video games, it sounds nice, because I know with more, a lot with the technology companies, they're a lot more chill and kind of let you do what you want. I mean, I would love that, you know, going into work super late because I get to sleep in, and then, you know, it's kind of like, do the work, and if you have it done, you can do what you want, and I like that. It's more chill.
And I agree. It's something that, like, you can work on your own schedule for the most part, and there's less stress added to it, especially if it's something that you really love to do.
Yes, plus I didn't really think about it and the difference between video games and movies before, where they don't. Because the video games, it's a lot less about little details and kind of every single little aspect of the kind of animation. It's more about the whole of the game. But I know, especially with movies, like, especially with Pixar, they have, like, every tiny little detail has to be absolutely perfect. And it's just very, I would imagine it's a lot more time consuming.
Exactly. And I honestly really respect, like, the amount of work that just goes into it in general. All right, so next is the quiz section. Now, this quiz is gonna look a little bit different from last week, Molly. So I'm going to say the names of the top 8 animation studios according to Screen Rant, and I want you to see if you can correctly guess, like, which one is number 1, which one is number 2, so on and so forth until we get to number 8. And then I will reveal the actual top 8 list, but I want to hear what you think first. So, if you have a pen and paper handy, or like a whiteboard, or even a sticky note, anything, just like get that ready.
Hold up, I'm gonna have to move for this. Oh, I can type it. Actually, maybe I shouldn't type it. No, I'll type it. Thoughts? Okay, I'm typing it then.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, now that Molly is ready, it is time to get into our quiz section. All right, top 8 animation studios according to Screen Rant. So here's one animation studio. Its notable works are SpongeBob, Danny Phantom, and Avatar the Last Airbender. And this animation studio is something you probably know very well, Molly, Nickelodeon Animation Studios.
I spelled that so wrong. Whatever. Okay, next one.
All right, the next animation studio that I'm going to reference, it is another well-known animation studio. Its notable works include the Shrek movies as well as the How to Train Your Dragon movies, and it is DreamWorks Animation.
Okay.
All right, this next one is Toei Animation, and some of its notable works include Sailor Moon and Dragon Ball Z. It is a Japanese animation studio.
You say Toby?
Toei. It's spelled T-O-E-I.
Okay.
All right. And now we have an American animation studio, and it is Pixar Animations. The notable works include Toy Story, Monsters, Inc., and Finding Nemo.
I'm ready.
The next animation studio is Warner Brothers Animation, and its notable works include The Lego Movie, Looney Tunes, and The Justice League.
Okay.
And another animation studio with the notable works of The Powerpuff Girls, Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends, and Ben 10 is Cartoon Network Studios.
One more? Oh wait, 2 more. There's 8.
Yes, 2 more. And one of the next animation studios is known as Studio Ghibli. Its notable works is Princess Mononoke, Howl's Moving Castle, and Spirited Away. It is another Japanese animation studio.
Studio, spell it.
G-H-I-B-L-I.
G-H-I-B-L-I?
G-H-I-B-L-I, yes.
Okie dokie.
All right, and finally, the last animation studio of this quiz section is Walt Disney Animation Studios, and its notable works include Snow White, The Lion King, and Mulan.
Who is that girl I see? Okay, I gotta rank these now. I just was typing. Oof, this is hard.
Honestly, when I looked at the list in general, some of these, I saw them and I was like, huh, I was not really expecting that.
Really?
Or at least the, like, I would have placed them in different areas, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
The top three, though, didn't surprise me.
Well, I might be getting them all wrong, so. Yeah, I'll just keep it this order. Okay.
All right, list out what you think the order is.
Okay, number one is Pixar. Number two is Nickelodeon. Number three is Walt Disney. Number four is DreamWorks. Number five is Studio Ghibli. Number six is Warner Brothers. Number seven is Cartoon Network. Number eight is Toei Animation.
You surprisingly got a few correct.
Well, good.
Honestly, like, there are several that you were really close with, but, and if you had, like, switched them, it would have been correct. But here's where we're going. So for number one, you said it was Pixar Animation Studios, correct?
You don't have to say what I said, but yes, you say the order.
Okay, number one is Pixar Animation Studios. Okay, number two, you got wrong. It was Walt Disney Animation Studios.
Okay.
Number three, you also got wrong. It was actually Studio Ghibli Studios.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Number four, you got correct. It was DreamWorks Animation.
Nice.
Number five was Nickelodeon.
Okay.
Number six was Warner Brothers Animation.
Nice.
Number seven was Toei Animation.
Ugh.
And number eight was Cartoon Network Studios.
I wasn't too far off.
You weren't too far off at all. I was actually very, very impressed with your guessing method because you got three out of the eight correct.
And the other's close.
Yes. Congratulations, Molly. You have passed the quiz section with a 3 out of 8. All right, animation. Obviously, from what we read and from the fun game show that we did and noting the notable works of these big animation studios, I would say that animation is a very cool job, honestly. And it's a job that if you want to do it, I think you should go for it. What are your thoughts on it?
I think so, too. I think you have to be very patient and detail-oriented to be able to do a job like animation, but, you know, it's something that's really amazing and always has really cool stuff, especially with movies and TV shows and things, and just, I'd imagine that getting to see your work on a movie screen would be really cool.
That's so cool. All right, what would you rate this out of 5 stars?
Out of 5 stars? I would probably say 4 out of 5.
I agree. 4 out of 5 stars. So that's going to be the job rating for studio animators / game animators. Your job is a 4 out of 5 because we really like just your work ethic and your enthusiasm and frankly just the overall flexibility or as much flexibility as you can have with a job like this. Thank you guys for tuning in to this episode of Frame of Reference. We will see you guys next episode.